Two Gentlemen of Verona opens this next week at the Nancy T. Hansen Theater. One of the actors is here, Melina Gorda. Welcome.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
So how are rehearsals going? This is a bit of a comedy and some drama, friendship, relationships. How are rehearsals going?
Well, rehearsals are going great, pretty intense. I never worked on Shakespeare before, and I didn't realize how physical that would be when it comes to speaking. But yeah, it's very challenging. It's a role that usually probably I wouldn't play. So I'm doing some really, really hard work. And yeah, it is a comedy, but we are making it a little bit more dramatic. So yeah, it's going to have piece and beats that are going to be very funny, but we are going towards a more dark place, more, I want to say, realistic, away from stereotypes and making it a little bit more real to what's happening in the world right now, here and pretty much everywhere. So
it's one of those things that we might think of Shakespeare's very sort of square and not relatable to today. Is that something that you guys have talked about in rehearsals and as you prepare for it?
Yeah, well, the thing with Shakespeare is the language, clearly. Sometimes that can be a big barrier, especially, like, for me, it's being very challenging because English is not my first language. So I have to do some extra work. Everyone has to do some extra work, but I feel like I have to do, like, 3 times the work. But, yeah, Shakespeare can be sometimes outdated when it comes to that, to language. But if you think about it, he has this universality when it comes to love and friendship and those themes that you can always kind of adapt and bring to our day. So there is a challenge in that, but it's very possible.
Melina Gorda is my guest, and Two Gentlemen of Verona is part of Purdue Theater's next production, directed by Richard Lee. It's something that you're in your third year. You're going to be graduating later on. And I'm curious, as you said, you know, this is your first Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. Is it important? Because I know often theater will think of very contemporary writers and very contemporary things, themes, something that, you know, might be up for a particular award. How is it to go back and, I mean, this is hundreds of years old. Is that important to sort of have in your repertoire?
Yeah, it is important because there are many theaters that do classical work. So they're always looking actors that have, like, a broad, you know, resume when it comes to works. So they always try to give us some classical work there. So, yeah, it is important.
What would you say to someone, whether as a friend or a social media post or just someone that's never gone to theater, what would you say to someone to encourage them to come see this production?
Well, be ready for a lot of emotions, I guess, because, again, we are turning this comedy into something a little bit more dark. So yeah, you're gonna laugh, you might be a little mad, you might get a little sad, but I think that's what a good show does, takes you into, like, you know, to a journey, and you can experience all those feelings, and hopefully we can give them that.
Yeah.
So it's exciting. It's a good show. I think it's gonna be fun in many ways.
I guess I'd end asking, to me, it's one of those things. I'm come at these sort of things as a musician and okay, as a violinist. And, you know, you prepare your part and then, you know, show up to an ensemble or orchestra. And then that's where, you know, sort of the magic happens. How is it to, because, I mean, as you talk about, you know, struggling, working hard to have the language together, how is that to have sort of interactions? Because it all comes together, not only with the words and the, you know, the staging, but the lights and the costumes and all this.
Well, that takes a second, right? You always have to, there's like a process. If you don't know your lines, you can't really be connected with the other person or the other people in the scene. So that's the first step. You have to know your lines from, you know, like, really, really good. And then once you know that, then the relationships become more human, if you want to say that way. It's not just two people talking. And then you go into walking into the space, getting used to the new room, because we don't start rehearsing in the theater. We start rehearsing in a classroom. So then that's it. And then at the end of the process, it's probably 4 days before we open, we get costumes and makeup and lights and sound. So it's pretty fast, the end of the process, how you get used to everything around you. So that's how it works.
Well, we're looking forward to it. It opens up on February 15th at the Nancy Hansen Theater here on the Purdue campus. The production's led by Richard Lee. Our guest is Melina Gordo with Two Gentlemen of Verona. I'm curious, is there conversations as you're in productions like this and in past productions that sometimes touch on contemporary life? Are there discussions that you have with friends or that you know, write back to family and say, oh, gosh, you know, I can't believe this is going on, or, you know, this is an interesting sort of take? Are there discussions that you have that when you're in a production that you have with contemporaries or family or friends?
Oh, yeah, all the time. We talk about it all the time, about the process, about the story, about how that is affecting me and how maybe it's, you know, opening me to new things. And people always ask, right, how the process goes and what you're doing. So, yeah, you talk when you are on a show, you are talking about that all the time.
We're looking forward to it and hope the discussions will continue. It's Two Gentlemen of Verona with Purdue Theater. Melina, it's great to talk to you. Thanks for coming in today.
Great talking to you. Thank you so much for having me.